Sometimes, if we talk in prose, we might not touch the heart. But if we talk in poetry, we might touch our heart and other aspects of our life. If we thought to talk in mythology, we might touch the heart. If we talk symbolically, we might touch our hearts, something deeper than even what we consciously think and consciously know ourselves. I'm not going to talk poetry, but first I want to say that it's easy to be in the middle of your experience on retreat and to not fully appreciate what a phenomenal event, occurrence you're in, what you're participating in. If you have a tendency to look upon yourself in critical ways or troubled ways, as if you're challenged in some way, which is easy in this kind of environment. But the larger picture, from Buddhist point of view, is that you have phenomenally good karma that you should end up here doing this practice. I mean, your karma, the good that you've done over lifetimes, maybe just lifetimes of your thought cycles, or maybe lifetimes and lifetimes of something or other, has brought you here. This is considered in Buddhism as one of the phenomenally greatest things a person can do with their life, to engage in this practice, the Dharma. From the Buddhist point of view, this is not like, you know, nothing better to do, so you might as well. This is like one of the greatest things a person can do with their lives. And to be in a sacred place where this Dharma is lived and taught and practiced. Wow. Some of you just drove down the street. You know, short drive to get here. In the good old days, people would walk for months to find a place to meditate, a teacher to practice with. It's a fantastic thing you have come to. And you come here because of, you did something really good. There's something really good going on in you. The merit, the karma, coming together. And you come here into a tradition that will talk about how you have the possibility, you have the capacity to become awake, to wake up, to become, develop a mind, a heart that's clear, bright, shiny, like the full moon. And tonight there's a full moon that's there to remind you that there is a full moon in you. There is. However, there might be a few clouds covering it. It might be that some planet is blocking the sun, so it looks like it's only half there, or a quarter there, or just a sliver there. But with that moon that's in the sky, it's actually always full. It's just from our limited perspective, we say it's half moon, quarter moon, crescent moon. It's always full. With the clouds part, there it is. So you have a beautiful heart. You have a place of clarity, openness that's waiting for you, potential. And maybe there's a few clouds, maybe there's a few things blocking it so you can't see it, can't shine on you. But it's there. Not only do you have a tremendous amount of good karma to be here, you showed up with a good heart. You showed up with a possibility clear the fog, clear the clouds, clear away the obstacles, clear away the beliefs that get in the way, and let something beautiful shine through. And it has shown through these days at the retreat. We teachers have seen it. We've seen it in our meetings with you, how beautiful you are and how sincere you are, and what a wonderful way that you're finding your way, your sincerity. We see it in how you are at the retreat center and how you're dedicated to this practice and doing it in your way. It's fantastic. So as you go to sleep tonight, maybe, just maybe, you can lay your head on the pillow and appreciate your good fortune. Appreciate that something is working well. Even though maybe you can make a long list of all the things that are not going well. But that's for later. Or maybe you've had enough. Maybe for tonight, you can go to bed with all that's right. There's a lot right for you, with you. At this time, and all the things that are wrong, if they're important, don't worry, they'll find you again. Just tonight, go to bed with all that's right. Sleep well, sleep deeply, and please accept our wonderful gratitude, appreciation of you and what you're doing here. Thank you.